from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. It's Wednesday, May 10th. Coming up, three companies are proposing pipelines to capture carbon dioxide and store it underground in Illinois. But some landowners aren't on board. That story from Illinois Newsroom's Sarah Nardi in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A fundraising scandal at Illinois State University involves a prominent CEO, a private jet, and a trip to an Indianapolis strip club. Ryan Denham is a journalist with WGLT. He told the 21st show what he uncovered about the $3 million pledge.
I think there is still a reckoning to be had, too, about how ISU Athletics spends its money. There is a full financial audit underway of the department that'll take a couple of months to complete. We don't know if that's going to turn up evidence that this was a pattern.
ISU spent $23,000 to secure the donation, but it's still unclear if they ever received it. Hundreds of Asian and Pacific Islander Americans rallied in Springfield yesterday, calling for state agencies to offer more language interpreters to help people seeking services. Democratic State Representative Dagmara Avelar is sponsoring a measure that would create a language access and equity division within the governor's office. Avelar and other speakers talked about having to interpret for family members who need services like getting a driver's license. Anushka Gupta is with Asian Americans Advancing Justice in Chicago.
We saw during the pandemic how many immigrant communities and Asian American communities face barriers to accessing public services, and that burden really fell on community-based organizations.
Avelar's bill has cleared the House and is now in the Senate. Illinois firefighters and elected officials gathered at the state capitol yesterday to honor first responders killed in the line of duty. They held their annual ceremony at the Illinois Firefighter Memorial outside the Capitol building. Governor J.B. Pritzker says he's grateful Illinois did not lose any firefighters in 2022 and thanked first responders for risking their lives to protect people.
From the July 4th Highland Park massacre to intractable lithium-ion battery fires to last month's devastating tornadoes, our firefighters respond to our most daunting emergencies with resolve and selflessness.
Illinois Comptroller Susanna Mendoza took a moment to honor two Chicago firefighters who died last month. Their names will be added to the memorial at next year's service. The Illinois Democratic House Speaker has removed a member of his leadership team, but she's not going quietly. Alex Degman reports.
State Representative Mary Flowers of Chicago told WBEZ she thinks she was removed because she told a legislative worker he looked like Adolf Hitler. She says his appearance made her uncomfortable and told him so. But Flowers said the staff member never filed a complaint with the Office of Inspector General or OIG.
This is so petty, it's ridiculous. There's a process. There's an OIG process, and whoever my accuser is supposed to go and fill out a form.
A spokeswoman for Speaker Emanuel Chris Welch would not confirm the incident is what led to Flowers' ouster, but says she was removed due to, quote, reasons that have been communicated to her, and that Flowers would not meet with the speaker to discuss it. Flowers will be removed from leadership at the end of the month. She will keep her seat in the House. I'm Alex Degman.
Still to come, companies are proposing pipelines to capture carbon dioxide and store it underground in Illinois, but some landowners aren't on board. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Discover the story of the largest freshwater ecosystem in the world in the new nature special, Niagara Falls. Scientists and naturalists show us a complex world forged by stone and powered by water. In this realm, we discover tiny shrews hunting in freezing rivers, shorebird migrations, snowy owls stalking prey from ice floes, and prehistoric snapping turtles on dangerous overland journeys. Watch this and other nature specials as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. Three companies are proposing pipelines across the Midwest that would carry carbon dioxide captured from ethanol plants to underground sequestration sites. The plan is to inject the CO2 deep into rock formations under Illinois and North Dakota, but some landowners are pushing back. Illinois Newsroom's Sarah Nardi has more.
Karen Brocklesby describes herself as a farm wife and a mother. But over the past several months, she's also become somewhat of an activist. Brocklesby lives in Christian County, Illinois, and she's one of many rural landowners there fighting to keep a company called Navigator CO2 from injecting carbon dioxide beneath her farmland.
This potential for damaging the water for the future, to me, it just is foolishness.
Brocklesby has a list of concerns about carbon sequestration, but chief among them is the worry that sequestered carbon could contaminate the area's water supply. Brocklesby isn't alone. Christian County is awash in signs and billboards opposing pipeline projects. Navigator is one of two companies proposing carrying CO2 into Illinois from surrounding states and injecting it in underground pore space. The other is Wolf Carbon Solutions. Both companies are targeting Illinois because of a 60,000-square-mile basin known as the Mount Simon Sandstone that geologists say is ideal for carbon storage.
In geologic storage, you look for something that is a container and something that is a seal.
That's Sally Greenberg, a principal research scientist with the Illinois Geological Survey. She compares the Illinois Basin to a 7-layer salad, with a highly porous layer of rock at the bottom of a strata capped by a layer of impermeable shale.
And the configuration of those different types of rocks is what makes Illinois and the Illinois Basin highly suitable for geologic storage of carbon dioxide.
This kind of project isn't new. The Mount Simon Sandstone is already storing over 1 million metric tons of CO2 captured from the Archer Daniels Midland ethanol plant. Greenberg actually leads the project. And Navigator spokesperson Elizabeth Burns Thompson points to that decade-old ADM project as evidence that carbon sequestration works.
Demonstration projects like ADM have been able to proof point, over that time, that this absolutely can be done successfully and safely.
But whereas ADM is storing around 1 million metric tons of carbon, Burns Thompson has said that Navigator will capture 15 million metric tons each year. And that makes landowners like Brocklesby nervous.
I mean, what they're doing at ADM, I think, is like 3% of what they're proposing to do here in my neighborhood.
But large-scale sequestration projects have been done before. The problem, says John Haryu of the Energy and Environmental Research Center at the University of North Dakota, is that there just haven't been that many.
There's not a lot of on-the-ground projects. And, where do you go look at a few projects to build confidence that this, does work well?
Haryu points to the Dakota Gasification Company. For over 20 years, it's been sequestering millions of tons of CO2 in a geologic formation called the Williston Basin. That basin has the same kind of 7-layer salad structure as the Mount Simon Sandstone. And that's why a company called Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing a sequestration site just north of Bismarck, North Dakota. And though the sudden emergence of companies hoping to capture and store carbon may be new, Greenberg says the science behind the sequestration isn't. She says it's based on 100 years of oil and gas production, and that looking for rocks that will produce things bears a lot in common, scientifically, with looking for rocks that will store things.
Storage of carbon dioxide is a relatively new application. It is not an untested or untried set of technological advancements because we've been doing this, 100 years.
But for people like Karen Brocklesby, whose family has lived on the same land for 100 years and hopes to live on it for 100 more, they say when it comes to carbon storage, they're not willing to bet their farm. I'm Sarah Nardi.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be sunny with a high of 79 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Mawa Iqbal, Cameron Cutinello, Alex Degman, and Sarah Nardi. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Owen Henderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.